This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian forces on Thursday fought back against a punishing Russian assault. More than 36 missiles launched in the early hours, according to Ukraine's Air Force. Russia's current focus, the small city of Bakhmut in Donetsk, is one of two regions that make up the Donbas, Ukraine's industrial heartland. A spokesman for Ukraine's 80th Air Assault Brigade said the unit is battling waves of Russian troops.
They're sending a lot of troops. I don't think that's sustainable for them to keep attacking this way. They're just there are places where their bodies are just piled up. There's a trench where they just don't evacuate their wounded or killed, and they just leave them there and send more waves and waves of people.
Bolstered by tens of thousands of reservists, Russia has intensified ground attacks across southern and eastern Ukraine, and a major new offensive appears to be underway as the first anniversary of its February 24th invasion of Ukraine nears. The UK's main opposition leader, Keir Starmer, met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv on Thursday. The Labour Party leader met Zelensky after a visit to Irpin and Bucha on the capital's outskirts, where numerous atrocities, including killings, were documented in the aftermath of the Russian withdrawal. Labour currently holds a lofty lead in opinion polls over the incumbent Conservatives, with the UK's next general election due next year. Starmer said he wanted to show support for Ukraine's calls for justice and reparations for Russian actions during the war. Caribbean leaders met Thursday for a second time in 3 days of talks in the Bahamas, with a focus on the situation in Haiti, as well as regional health, food security, climate, trade, and security issues. From